Have you ever wanted to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you'll get that chance. Call this number now, 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Become a Design Air Heating and Cooling customer and you could be throwing out a first pitch and receive four all-inclusive tickets to that game. 314-739-1600. The chance of a lifetime, thanks to Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The only thing I like better than baseball is saving people money. Start saving now with a cash-out refinance at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Wednesday morning, that means it's time to visit with Brian Walton. And this is always one of the most popular aspects of the website. His site, TheCardinalNation.com, covers the Cardinals minor leaguers 365 days a year, even when the season is over, even during the offseason. And you can find out all kinds of different things with not only the minor leagues, but the major league club as well. Brian, good morning to you. How are things going?
Great, Dan. Thanks for having me on again, as always.
You bet. I enjoyed your piece this morning on Memphis. They had a really strong finish, which was going to dovetail into some of the things that I wanted to get into in terms of, you know, various players that whether they're with the big league club now or could be in the future. So, what did you find out about Memphis and diving into the finish of their season?
Well, it's really interesting, Dan. I mean, as we talked about through much of the year, the Memphis Redbirds were a major disappointment. Two-time winner of the Pacific Coast League title, and folks thought, a lot of folks thought, hey, they could, you know, potentially get a third. And as we got into mid-July, Memphis was in terrible shape. They were 21 games under 500, a win percentage of 392, last place 17 games out. And it, you know, it just looked like the season was just going completely nowhere. And then things started to pick up. The relief pitching especially improved from an ERA of over 5 to under 3. The starting pitching got better. The offense, a number of players went very strong, and to the point that Memphis won 31 of their last 43 games. So they played over 700 ball, and they went into the final series of the season with an outside chance of actually coming back to win their division. They fell short, but still, it was a tremendous turnaround from a season that was looked completely lost.
How did they do it? What was the main reason they were able to turn things around?
Well, as I said, relief pitching was the key. They improved in all aspects of the game. But when you look at the pitching, there was one starter, Daniel Ponce de Leon, who really stood out. And we talked about Daniel before because he was not only the pitcher of the month for the Cardinals system, but then he was also named the player of the month for the entire Pacific Coast League. That included pitchers and hitters, ERA of 0.93 in his five starts. But then the relievers, three relievers who we know of, Dominic Leon, Mike Myers, and Chasen Shreve, two of the three who are back with St. Louis, pitched extremely well. Myers had six saves for Memphis. And then the other two names of the pitchers that stood out were young pitchers. Junior Fernandez, who we know back with St. Louis, had an ERA of 2.08 in the last period through Memphis. But a young man that we haven't talked about at all, Cody Whitley, a 24-year-old from North Carolina, who was drafted just in 2017 in the 27th round. And Cody Whitley began the year in Palm Beach, moved up to Springfield, pitched extremely well there, an ERA around 2, then came up to Memphis and logged a 1.5 ERA with over 10 strikeouts per 9. And Cody Whitley is one of the players that's going to be going to the Arizona Fall League. And it looks like he could definitely be in the relief pitcher for St. Louis in 2020.
So that's on the pitching side, Brian. How about Memphis with some of their hitters and guys that stood out?
You know, that comeback from Memphis in its final 43 games was really driven by some strong performances across the entire offense. But Randy Arozarena, of course, who we've seen in St. Louis, and John Nogowski, first baseman, both had OPSs well over 1,000, as did Adolis Garcia. And even though Adolis didn't get called up, he hit 14 home runs and drove in 38 runs in his last 38 games. So a tremendous part of the power and production that they needed at Memphis. Justin Williams and Ramon Urias and Edmundo Sosa. Sosa, who's of course with St. Louis, all had OPSs over 950. So the Memphis offense really got clicking in all gears, as did the relief pitching, and then Daniel Ponce de Leon led the rotation.
Yeah, I want to get into some of those individuals momentarily. You mentioned Arizona Fall League. Do we know who's headed to the Arizona Fall League at all?
Yes, the Cardinals made their announcement. They have 8 minor leaguers going to the Arizona Fall League, 7 of whom have been named, and that starts a week from today, Wednesday, September 18th in Arizona, and it runs through, finishes just before Halloween. And the Cardinals typically send down one starter and three or four relief pitchers, and as well as then, of course, catcher, infielder, outfielder. Griffin Roberts, who was an early pick in 2018, is going down. He was at Palm Beach, and he was the player who was suspended to begin the season, has an excellent slider. His slider is his claim to fame, but he was very, very consistent at Griffin Roberts was at Palm Beach. Really had a tough time this season, so it'll be interesting to see how he performs against that advanced competition. Cody Whitley, the reliever I mentioned before, is going down, as is Seth Elledge, who was another 2017 draftee who, like Whitley, has moved very quickly and has already reached Memphis in just a season and a half, basically, as a professional. And then on the offensive side, Dylan Carlson, everybody knows. And, Dylan Carlson already had over 550 plate appearances during the season, but he could get in another 100 or so experience against some good pitching in Arizona. Elias Montero, the third baseman, had a really tough season because he had a hammy bone injury. And so for him, it's about getting more at-bats and, trying to get his power back. Kramer Robertson, infielder from LSU that the Cardinals drafted a few years back, bounced between Springfield and Memphis. Very good defensively, hasn't really come through yet with the bat. And then the second youngest pitcher in the the second youngest player in the Arizona Fall League, 19-year-old catcher Ivan Herrera, who was exceptional at Peoria to open the season, finished the year at Palm Beach. And the Cardinals have a lot of interest and excitement about young catcher Ivan Herrera, who will also be among the Cardinals group in the Arizona Fall League.
Is he more of a catch and throw guy, or can he hit a little bit too, Brian?
Oh, no, he's got a very good bat. Had an OPS over 800, even in his introduction at Palm Beach, which is, exceptional in a hitter's league. So I think they have a lot of hopes for him as sort of being the, next guy in line after Andrew Kisner in the Cardinals catching succession.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter for my friends at Schnucks. I want to tell you about the surprises they have in store. Schnucks has completely reformulated the taste and quality of hundreds of Schnucks brand items throughout the store. Ice cream, soda, chips, snacks, all of it designed to meet or beat the national brands on taste and quality. Plus, you can save a few bucks while you're at it. It's not generic brand, it's not private label, it's not store brand, it's Schnucks brand. So check out all the surprises in store at Schnucks. Just spot the red Schnucks dot and you'll know it's good.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men.
Hennessy Cabrera pitched 3 innings the other day and picked up a save. And I'm curious about what you're hearing with his future, meaning his role, starter or reliever. I've always felt in watching him, and it's been brief, but I love his stuff coming out of the pen. What are you hearing?
Well, the Cardinals have said all along that they want to keep him a starter as long as they can, and we've seen his fastball. That's clearly his claim to fame. He's got a curveball and a changeup as well, but they're not nearly of the same quality. His changeup's probably his second best pitch. I think the Cardinals may still try to keep him starting, although, you know, we'll have to see what happens next spring. Obviously, he's going to be a long reliever this year because there's no place for him in the rotation. But if you look at, you know, you look at Memphis, it could easily be a situation where he could either go back to the Memphis rotation and get more experience next year, or he could be in the bullpen. There's certainly no assurances that Brett Cecil is going to be back. So, you know, it could be that Andrew Miller will, you know, need another lefty alongside. If it's not Webb, and maybe it's Cabrera.
Adolis Garcia, you talked about him, Randy Arozarena. What do you think the future for those two guys is right now with a very crowded outfield?
Well, the good news is that both those guys have multiple minor league option years left. And what that means is when a player is added to a team's 40-man roster, they get at least 3 years in which before the player has to stick in the major leagues for good. So Adolis Garcia was added to the 40-man last season, Arozarena added this year. So they each have multiple years yet ahead that they could be sent up and down. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen with injuries. You never know what's going to happen with trades or otherwise. So those guys provide good depth. And the good news is the Cardinals aren't forced to do anything with them right away. So I anticipate, unless they're involved in some kind of larger trade, that they'll still continue to stay around and, you know, anchor Memphis next year perhaps, and then be available to be called up to St. Louis when needed.
Jake Woodford, we haven't really talked much about him here in the last couple of weeks. Where is he in terms of his future immediate with the Cardinals?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dan. You know, we talked about the players that excelled for Memphis. Both Cabrera and Woodford in that 43 games when Memphis made their move, both of them had ERAs over 5. Cabrera improved in his strikeouts and lowered his walks. Woodford still struggled. You know, he still had the strikeouts, but the walks and the hits went up. And, you know, he still won a couple games. I think he won 4 games, actually, out of his final 8 starts. But he just wasn't getting batters out consistently enough, I guess, that the Cardinals decided to add him to the 40-man and bring him up this year. Of course, they also had that immediate need for a fourth catcher that they didn't know about. And so when they had to bring up Joe Hudson, that, you know, caused them to, you know, use another 40-man roster spot that they maybe weren't planning on that might have gone to Woodford.
I'm going to wrap it up with this. The sad news of the passing of Chris Duncan. You knew Chris in the minor leagues. You wrote a beautiful piece on your website, thecardinalnation.com. Just your thoughts on Chris.
Well, you know, it really hurts to see any man that young, just 38 years old, leave us. And, you know, Chris was beloved by Cardinals fans because, you know, he gave it his all. He maybe wasn't the most gifted outfielder, but you could tell that when he was out there, you know, he was giving it his all. He was a fine power hitter. But his family, you know, his mother, unfortunately, had died of brain cancer back in 2013. And for Chris, it came up early, about 7 years ago. And he, you know, had fought over the years with surgery and chemotherapy and you know, became a valued member of the media in St. Louis, a guy that a lot of folks love to listen to every afternoon on ESPN radio. And it's just tough to see anyone leave us, especially someone so young as Chris Duncan.
Absolutely. What do you have on thecardinalnation.com with the minor league shut down? But your work does not stop. What do you have?
Well, we're going to be starting up on next Monday a feature where we go through in detail the seasons of all the Cardinals minor league affiliates, and then we go through and announce our pitchers and players of the year across the system. We've got an article up about 3 new international signees. The Cardinals, everybody thinks that July 2nd is sort of the time that the players are signed, but really the Cardinals have been signing them throughout. They're up to 28 signees now. 3 new pitchers just joined the organization. And then on the Cardinals Nation message board, we have this is the 14th year. All the people in the message board community, the fans, can vote for their top prospects in the Cardinals system for next year. And we take that vote, and it's 1/3 of the rank of the weighting when we do our site top 50 over the winter. So those who are interested in voting with other fans on selecting the Cardinals top prospect list, come on over to the message board, and you can participate in that process for free.
Always great stuff, Brian. Thank you. We'll catch you up next Wednesday.
Talk to you next week, Dan.